are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. For any of you who missed yesterday's show, please definitely go to our podcast on my website at drdahlia.com or go to gcnlive.com. We talked about cholesterol medication and putting you at risk for strains and sprains. We talked about how vegetarians and vegans seem to live longer. So I tried to give you guys some vegetarian recipes, and I couldn't finish the segment. I was giggling too much. Not that I have any problem with vegetarians or vegans. All the power to them. I'm envious of them for what they could do. But again, I'm having a real tough time trying to find a meal, vegetarian meal that'll substitute for a nice big juicy piece of steak. But still, vegetarians live longer. We talked about that in yesterday's show. So make sure for those of you that missed it to catch that. Today we're going to be talking about new developments and what's been going on with the Philadelphia building that has collapsed. From what we understand, 8 to 10 people are possibly still trapped under this building. What's going on with this building? We're also going to talk about how John McCain is now suggesting that women do not go into the military until the sexual assault epidemic has been eradicated. So we'll talk about women in the military, what's going on in terms of the sexual assault, and can they even fix it? Can sexual assault in the military even be fixed? I mean, are women and men mixed together not a good mix? Or is this the military's responsibility and they can control it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Employers, as a result of Obamacare, can now be facing another lawsuit. They did nothing wrong. I mean, all they did is watch Obamacare get passed. Now, from what we understand, women can sue, or families can sue their employers if maternity of the dependents or the kids on the plan aren't covered. So if you have an employee and their daughter gets pregnant and the daughter is 22, employers are going to be sued if they don't, or they actually are. There's a lawsuit going on right now. If the female dependents of the employees aren't covered for maternities. All right. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So first and foremost, what's going on with Philadelphia right now is the building had collapsed this morning. According to the fire commissioner, as many as 8 to 10 people are believed to be trapped inside the rubble. Fire Commissioner Lloyd Ayers says search and rescue teams are on the scene. From what we understand, the latest report was things were kind of frantic. I can totally understand why. KYW, CBS affiliate, has been over the scene showing footage of it looks completely demolished. Now, we aren't sure why. From what we understand, this building was, how do I word it? I think the building was, from what I understand, supposed to be destined for demolish. And I don't know why people were still living there. Maybe these people were actually workers and not residents. We aren't sure. But this could be catastrophic. So we will definitely keep you posted as we get more information. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I do disability exams for the state of Nevada. And one thing that we do as we examine somebody who files for disability is to determine if they could be faking, etc. Well, did you hear about this one postal carrier who has been claiming disability and getting workers' comp checks since 2004 was apparently on The Price is Right? Drew Carey invited Kathy Cashwell to come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. So I guess she gets up to the big wheel, I guess after, you know, I don't know if Price is Right has changed in the last 30 years, but remember, you know, each of them would come down and then they would have to, you know, bid or guess. Then they come on, they bid on a car for $6,500 because cars used to be $6,500 at the time. And then the three contestants in that segment get to go to the big wheel. Well, apparently somebody caught her and noticed her on TV. Although the worker claims she couldn't lift mail trays into a truck, she apparently had enough stamina to reach up and spin the big wheel twice. She raised her left arm above the head, gripped the handle with her left hand, according to an indictment filed in September. Then she went for round two, excited, raising both arms above her head. People are watching. So she's been collecting workman's comp checks for years. Now, according to the workman's comp, she couldn't stand, she couldn't sit, she couldn't kneel, she couldn't squat, she couldn't climb, she couldn't bend, she couldn't reach, and she couldn't grasp. Yet, of course, she could handle the big wheel on Price is Right. You know, this really ticks me off, and the reason why this ticks me off is there are workers' comp claims that are filed by people that actually do need them. And I've seen people that have blown a disc at their job, and they don't seem to get the coverage they need. Yet somebody gets through the system back in 2004, from what I understand, and she could sit there and run up. You know, on the Price is Right, anytime I'm in California, I always wear double sports bras because I'm so afraid that I'll, for some reason, land on the Price is Right. And then they'll say, Dr. Dahlia, come on. Well, they wouldn't call me Dr. Dahlia. They'd probably call me, Dahlia, come on down. And then you have to run down. And it's not a very flattering look, right, when the puppies are kind of bouncing all over the place. So I always wear double bras whenever I go to L.A. because I never know if I'm going to, you know, come across somebody that says, come on, the Price is Right. But I mean, you gotta run. I mean, you can't sit there and, go, oh, wait a second, you know. So, this woman booked it down there. She did the big wheel, etc. You got people faking. And maybe she wasn't faking. Maybe the adrenaline, right, allowed her to, you know, get all excited and do what she had to. But, my guess is, faker. Don't go away. Should women be in the military? 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you that have a Twitter account, don't forget to find Dr. Dahlia. That's me. Would love to be able to hook up with you guys on Twitter. Not hook up. That's a, I know the kids these days mean that's a different term, but connect. Okay? Connect on Twitter and Facebook page. Those of you that have a Facebook account, Dr. Dahlia Show has a Facebook page. Don't forget to check that out. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got James calling from Georgia. Hey, James, what's going on, buddy?
Not much. First, I want to say I am a high advocacy for puppies being free to breathe at almost all times.
No, not mine. I'd be tripping people in the aisle.
It doesn't matter who it belongs to. They, you don't want to be accused of animal cruelty, do you?
Agreed.
Anyway, situation with the lady who got caught on Price is Right, you know, being disabled and all that. Don't you think there should be some kind of system like they have with the welfare system where they ought to be able to do some kind of, you being a doctor, you might be able to figure out, but with the welfare system, a lot of states are implementing drug tests and that type of thing before you get benefits or continue. What do you think might be able to be done on the side of disability?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question, James. Two things. One is, even though this is a different subject for a different day, I absolutely think anybody that gets welfare benefits needs to do drug testing. Absolutely. Hands down. Or anybody that is unable to get a job because they fail a drug test should not get unemployment benefits if they can't pass a drug test for illicit drugs. I'm not worried about prescription drugs, but illicit drugs. So hands down, I am for drug testing if they're going to get any money from the government. Hands down. In terms of workers' comp, I recommend a spot private investigator anywhere between the 1 year and the 5 year mark, maybe even 10 year mark, periodic private investigators. Many insurance companies already do that. And I know some of you don't like private investigators. Oh, it's against our privacy, etc. But again, if you're claiming workers' comp, all right, and you're getting checks, and you're getting disability, etc., you are caught, and I can't tell you how many patients that I can't say they're patients because they're not patients of mine, but how many claimants I've had to evaluate for disability had attached to their report the video of what they could do, yet they come and they sit in my office like they could barely move. And, you know, I'll even ask them, well, if you take a pain pill, I mean, do you feel like you're kind of back to normal? Oh, no, even with a pain pill, I can't move. You're like, well, apparently insurance company has a video of you jumping on a trampoline at your kid's birthday party. And you see their jaw drop. So I think private investigator, like some sort of, it doesn't have to be a private investigator. It could be an investigator through the city or through the state. I would say that. In terms of drug screening for workers' comp, usually you cannot file a workers' comp case. I think unless you prove the drug screen was negative at the time of the accident. Most workers' comp cases, when you get sent to the clinic, they'll do a drug test right away. I don't know if all of them do, but usually they do. Great questions. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Bill calling from Florida. Hey, Bill, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, Doc, how you doing? I'm doing great.
Bill, Trucker, you know what? I got your pictures. I did get your pictures. Well, I was going to write you later today. Bill's got black flecks under his nails, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, that's
they don't
right.
look bad. They don't look like melanoma. By the way, which fingers are these? Please tell me you didn't show me the middle finger on one of these.
Well, I didn't show it that. I just showed you the tip of it. But, yeah, it's the middle finger on my left hand on one, and the other one's my left thumb.
Okay, so one is your left thumb. Boy, you got some clean nails. You got some real nice clean. I really don't see a lot of men with nice. You get manicures, Bill.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I just took them off.
Okay, so Bill, and any of you guys are allowed to do it, not just my truckers. I know everybody thinks I'm partial towards my truckers, but that's because I love these guys. But that's okay. Anybody can send me pictures. Make sure you're dressed in them. Bill, I hope you were dressed when you sent me pictures of the fingers. I think you were. But basically, I could take a look at some of the pictures and give you guys an opinion. Bill has some black flecks under his fingers. He was worried these could be melanoma. The fact that two of the fingers have it, I doubt it's a melanoma. To me, they look like something called splinter hemorrhages. Splinter hemorrhages is where you bleed, and you know how blood turns dark after a while? We usually see splinter hemorrhages in people that could have some inflamed blood vessels or lupus or rheumatological issues. So my recommendation would be have a blood test to look for some rheumatological type stuff like lupus, rheumatism, etc. Because you could be just every now and then popping a blood vessel under the nail, and that's why it's streaked like that. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's random about which finger it comes up on. Sometimes it's on one finger on each hand. Sometimes it's, you know, and sometimes they come up way at the base of the nail, and other times they come up near the tip.
Exactly.
And it seems to move faster.
They right.
seem to move faster than the nail grows.
That's why we think that it's a blood vessel that could be popping. More of a vasculitis. We call it vasculitis, V-A-S-C-U-L-I-T-I-S, where these blood vessels pop, then the blood resolves or dries up. It could happen in any finger, any area. And again, that's just my guess. Again, of course, I'm not palpating and, evaluating you, but just based on the picture, it doesn't look like, you know, like a melanoma would grow under one nail and not move. It doesn't look like that. I doubt a medication could be doing it, but it could. Some blood thinners could do that. But I would have a blood test to make sure you don't have anything rheumatologic going on, because these could be, blood vessels kind of splitting a little bit. Okay?
Well, I'm not on any medication. I do take a good amount of vitamins. But that never happened on my toes. I've only noticed it on my hands.
Yeah. And it's weird. A lot of times you'll only see it on the hands. Sometimes in our older patients, we also check for heart issues. You know, but anybody over 40 should be getting their heart checked anyway. Very rarely I'll see it in somebody who's having an infection around the heart. That doesn't sound like you, because I think you've had these for a while. But definitely have your doctor do some blood work. Tell them that Dahlia thinks it could be splinter hemorrhages, and that's the key word for them to take a look. And also don't forget thyroid, too, to do it also. Okay?
Okay. Is 59 older?
Nah, 59, you're a young buck. If I wasn't married, Bill, all right, so keep me posted, okay?
I will. Thank you, doctor.
All right, have a good one. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. That's what I do. All right, so the military chiefs are under fire now for a rash of sexual assaults that have been happening in the military. From what we understand, they do not want other judicial processes taking over in terms of prosecutors. They would rather commanders handle the sexual assault investigations. One complained that some of the female military personnel, they say, may not know the difference between a slap on the butt and rape. And maybe the term sexual assault has to be divided, you know, or well, demarcated. Now, what has been going on in the military? Well, one of the big stories was three U.S. Naval Academy football players that are under investigation for an alleged sexual assault, where a female midshipman, they said, at an off-campus football house party apparently got drunk. She found out from friends and social media that these three football players had sexual intercourse with her while she was intoxicated. Another case was, I guess, an Air Force officer who worked with an assault prevention unit was charged with sexual battery after being accused of grabbing a woman and groping her buttocks and breasts in a parking lot near his Washington office. I guess somebody is being investigated for sexual assault, pandering, abusive sexual contact, and maltreatment of subordinates. It's an Army sergeant. So they say sexual assault in the military is rampant. John McCain now comes out saying, ladies, just don't join the military till we could get these sexual attacks eradicated and we could stop sexual assault altogether in the military. Can that even happen? What should women be doing if they are currently in the military? Are some women confusing a smack on the butt, which is still completely inappropriate? I don't want to use the word confusing. I think that's a very bad term that this other military officer used. But are things like, you know, smack on the butts or dirty jokes or giving somebody the finger being lumped in to sexual assault as well? And what's going on? So 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Come to the Gluten Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Products, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit Ernie'sPub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Bad to the bone. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Our show is live for 3 hours every morning. If after this hour your particular radio station doesn't play us, don't forget to switch over to your iPhones or your Androids. We are still live and rocking and rolling all morning. We were talking about sexual harassment in the military, and we got Al calling from Canada. Hey, Al, what part of Canada are you calling from?
I'm calling from South. Have you ever heard of Joni Mitchell?
No.
Joni Mitchell, she sang that. You know, remember that song, They Paved Paradise, Put Up a Parking Lot?
Yes.
I'm calling from the hometown of Joni Mitchell, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. It's halfway between Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Calgary, Alberta.
Yep, now I know. Awesome. What's going on, Al?
Well, I'm going to sound like a male chauvinist pig, but que sera, sera. You know, if a bunch of men, to say a bunch of men in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, went around complaining about, I'm being harassed by the women in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines, we would all think they're a bunch of wusses, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now, if a bunch of women are running around, why is it different for women? If women can't, if women in the combat, women want to go into combat, well, they are in combat. If women in combat in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines can't even defend themselves against their fellow soldiers, how the hell are they going to defend themselves against the enemy that want to try to kill them?
You know, Al, you don't sell chauvinists with that. We're talking about the smacking on the butts, I'm assuming. We're talking about the rapes. First, I don't think a woman should be smacking her male colleague on the butt. I don't think a woman should be grabbing a male's buttocks. But if that type of harassment was being done, you got a point. I mean, men a lot of times don't complain about getting grabbed on the butt, but a woman does. Now, having been assaulted and harassed and all that in my younger days, I hated it. It sucked. I didn't feel like I could defend myself, and I probably would complain about it because, again, I felt like I couldn't handle it. If I don't feel like I could, you know, get the guy in the groin like to defend myself, I probably would do what I can do and complain about it. Okay, I'm a verbal person. I'm not very good at fighting, but you know, when we're talking about the rape, I mean, if our military on the flip side, Al, if the men in the military can't control themselves where they are raping their fellow female soldiers, they have no business being in the military either.
Testosterone in your body. I've got testosterone in my body. And when I was 20 years old, if I were working, you know, out in the stressful area with a bunch of beautiful women, you know, I'll tell you, sex would come into my brain.
Well, no. But, sex may come into your brain. You're a man. But would you rape them? Would you grope their breasts?
Oh, doctor, we want these young men to be vicious killers. The purpose of an army is to kill people and blow up things. We want the most strong, healthy young men with who are capable of violence. And violence is something that you can't just turn off and on. It's, you know,
No. But actually, there is control, like our Navy SEALs. You're right. I mean, we don't want, you know, our soldiers having to always do the please and the thank you and holding doors. I don't think our soldiers need to do that, but they do have to be able to calculate. They have to be able to not have emotion. If a soldier is in battle and somebody has a gun to his friend's head, he still has to be able to do the job. So if a female comrade or co-soldier has big boobs, our soldiers can't be distracted by boobies. I mean, we can't have the opposing side, our enemy, have women that flash boobies at our soldiers and our soldiers melt at the sight of boobies. If we want the strongest soldiers, they have to be completely unscathed, unwavered by a female body, because otherwise our guys, they're going to be dead in the water. I mean, if the enemy thinks our soldiers don't have any self-control, we then don't have the best soldiers.
There has to be self-discipline. A good soldier has to be self-disciplined, but why put all of this sexual distraction when men are going into battle? Why put beautiful women beside them to distract them? The purpose is to kill the enemy. And if they're going to be distracted by young, beautiful women fighting alongside them, they're not going to be thinking about killing the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do also have a point where we had talked about women in high power roles in the military, and many of my men, and that's what we're here for. No one's going to accuse you of being sexist or anything like that, but many of the men were concerned that if they have women, comrades in battle with them, it would be distracting. If our male military do find the females distracting, then certain battalions, I think, should be able to have the choice of not being distracted. But that still doesn't mean women shouldn't be in the military, and it doesn't mean men should be able to still smack them on the butts. You know, it's one of those issues. And Al, thank you for calling. And again, it's one of those things where, I mean, we are talking about our military. Our military is designed to do what they need to do. They shouldn't be distracted. But then on the other hand, if our military are rapists, if our military, you know, find it correct and right to grab somebody's breasts or do worse, then I don't think they'll listen to their commander. I don't think they'll listen to their superior officer. I don't think they have the self-control. But are we kind of causing a mess putting women and men together if we do have a highly sexual aggressive population right now. You know, one of the issues we had with women being in, you know, on the battlefield up front that was being discussed was whether we want equal rights to women or not wasn't the issue. It's we don't have enough people in the military. We don't have enough volunteers. We don't have enough people that want to serve right now. So if a woman wants to put her life on the line, homosexuals, if homosexuals want to be on the military, anybody that wants to defend our country should have the right to do it, and they should be offered the same protection by our government. The only thing is, I mean, I don't know. I mean, when it comes to, you know, oh, he said a dirty joke in front of me, or she said a dirty joke in front of me, I mean, should that count as sexual assault? Now, I know some of you are on the line with other questions. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Is Eric there, or is he there? Oh, okay. Sorry, Eric. We'll get you back on the line. Eric was on the line. Sorry about that. I went through and I reviewed with you guys sexual harassment at the workplace, sexual harassment anywhere. And although there are many things that we would find completely repulsive that shouldn't happen, and that's why we do have laws and we do have means for people to file suits or use law enforcement for, there's a lot of issues out there or a lot of, let's say, acts that people commit that have no idea it's sexual harassment at all. You know, and we were trained in medical school very harshly that when we were flipping each other off in class, the flip-off game, which is actually something that I had made up and that I actually won many times, I was pretty proud of myself, we had a big talking to saying that's considered sexual harassment, giving somebody the finger, telling a joke that could be considered offensive to somebody. And so what the only thing I agree with right now with some of these officers are we need to define sexual assault and demarcate the different levels. Okay, if somebody tells a joke about a rabbi and a gynecologist being in a bathtub, all right, in front of a comrade, does that qualify as sexual assault? In many cases, it doesn't qualify for sexual discrimination. That may be something that has to be later changed. Okay? Like what was it, Clarence Thomas, who was at lunch with one of his colleagues or one of his administrators, and there was a hair floating in the drink, you know, and he goes, that looks like a pubic hair. He was in trouble for sexual harassment for that. And our military can't be burdened with having to watch what they say all the time. Should they keep their hands to themselves? Absolutely. I mean, you know, should they not have sex with an intoxicated soldier? Absolutely. I mean, you know, these are things. Our military should show self-control. But if women are going to be going into an arena where they could be sexually harassed or sexually assaulted, they need to be prepared. They need to be trained on how to protect themselves from it and where to go. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey.
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live for 3 hours a day. We got another couple hours coming up to take your calls, your questions, your comments. So if your radio station does not play all 3 hours, don't forget to switch over to your iPhones or your Androids. We were talking about sexual assault in the military. We got Matt from Pennsylvania that wants to give us his take. What's going on, Matt?
Oh, not much, not much. You know what? You're all blaming the men on it. What about the women? I mean, the women have sexual needs and all that, too. I mean, come on. I mean, she might have been a little drama queen back home, didn't get her way. Now she says she didn't get her way in the Army. Now she got raped. I mean, you don't think that happens down there? They just say he says, she says, or whatever?
Well, that's what I was talking about in terms of, you know, if a woman slaps a guy on a butt, that's, you know, that doesn't seem to, even though that's sexual harassment, that doesn't seem to be looked at. You know, and, you know, women whistling at guys too, you know, it just, you know, there is that, dichotomy where, you know, the women, you know, can sometimes be more sexually harassing to the guy and get away with it. But we do always get concerned about false claims. You know, the woman who was groped, was she groped or was she sane? She was groped. I mean, that's, and, you know, who decides that? Who, you know, does our regular legislative judicial process, you know, look at that? Or does our, you know, do the commanders in the military? The military wants their own chain of command to handle those accusations, which I don't think is a bad idea.
Yeah, but then if you get gays in the military, too, you know, some straight guy's going to go touch the gay guy, and then the gay guy's going to say he's right. But, I mean... where do we draw the line? I mean, you can't just go over, like that guy said, you're trained to be vicious killers, and, I mean, obviously they're not training them to be vicious killers, they're training to be little sissies.
So do you think we should have women away from men so it just eliminates the either false accusations or the temptations to assault?
Well, they got self-defense courses in the military, don't they? I mean, they've got to be able to train the women to be able to be more like the men. I'm not saying vicious killers, but something has to be done up in the training, in the position of the training.
You know, I get that. I mean, if these women, you know Taekwondo or karate or judo or Krav Maga, maybe these male soldiers won't really go up to them because they'll get their butts kicked.
That's what I mean. Is they're training our soldiers to be little sissies, and I mean, it's he said, she said, and our soldiers ain't even soldiers anymore. I don't think. I mean, that's the problem with this country. I mean, they don't know how to take charge, and somewhere down the line, we lost it.
I hear you. All right, thank you, Matt, for calling. I appreciate it. Let's hear from a woman's perspective. 1-877 Doc Dolly. We got Kirsten calling from Chicago. Hey, Kirsten, honey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
First off, I
know. We've been hearing from all the guys. Now there's all this pressure. Let's hear a woman's take on this.
Let me give you a different perspective. Maybe some of your listeners know me. I'm pretty well known. I left the Air Force as a whistleblower. My name is Kristen Megan. I'm pretty much tell everyone about my PTSD due to military sexual assault and this rhetoric that we need to be ninjas in self-defense classes. A majority of the sexual assaults are not violent. Majority of the sexual assaults are done by high-ranking members, and they use their authority by being a supervisor, a commander, or a director to take advantage of you in odd situations. A majority of these sexual assaults are being cornered and being groped, being threatened. I'll give you a situation when
that's
I was
horrible.
Facing
did an that angle. Happen to you, Kirsten?
Yes, I was sexually assaulted by a full-bird colonel, yes.
So oh, that's horrible.
Why are you going to go to your... Why are you going to go to your commander, who's buddies with the commander, to have anything be done? Personally know about 11 women who were sexually assaulted. None of them were violent, you know, chloroform or smacked over the head. That's not how it went. It was somebody using their position to threaten you. And I just think that the dialect is so off on this. It's not about violence and self-defense. It's about accountability. There are too many women who report this. They have, like, the Air Force put together a big, I can't remember the acronym, but basically they had these coordinators. There were so many sexual assaults that they had a hotline, and they had, like, this person that would be with you to make sure you're okay. But the problem is you're putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. There's no accountability. The Article 15, if you did the same thing on the outside, you'd be in jail.
Well, you know, in Israel, in Israel, they don't let the chain of command deal with it. They do use outside. I mean, it goes to the regular authorities. And in this particular case, what you're saying makes 100% sense. I mean, if most of the sexual assault, you know, it all depends on how the media is portraying it. Some reports are making it sound like it's your, you know, fellow soldiers, your fellow privates, your fellow sergeants, each other. But if it's superior officers, you don't have any place. I mean, what happened with me when my, it wasn't in the military, obviously, it was when I was in training, but when it was your superior, you didn't say anything. I didn't feel like I could say anything. I just took it. And I hated being in that position. I couldn't stand being in that position. And I couldn't ninja fight or Krav Maga my way out of it. I took it, and I hated the fact that I had to take it. I thought it was wrong. And I go back going, I really should have smacked him upside the head. And, you know, who cares if I would have gotten kicked out of school? But I didn't. And I have those regrets. But you're right. I think then the dialogue, and I'm glad, and still stay on the line here. I mean, I'm glad you did call in and set it straight, because many of us are hearing this as, you know, co-privates touching each other or groping each other. And that's a whole different situation, which, again, is so wrong in and of itself, than you being cornered by a commander and having no way, no recourse on how to deal with it or prevent it to happen again.
Exactly. In my situation, I couldn't report it to my commander at the time because my commander was already under investigation, being a full-bird colonel officer sleeping with a low-ranking airman. So there's so many things where the military protects rank. They want to sweep things on the rug because it channels up all the way to the installation or post commanders. So when it's their full-bird colonels or their lieutenant colonels around the high-ranking officers, they just want to sweep it under the rug because somehow it always reflects on them and their ability to promote. And if you ask anybody who's been through it, they will completely second what I'm saying.
Well, and I could believe that, Kirsten. So, I mean, what would you suggest be done? I mean, John McCain saying women just don't enter until we get this fixed. Do you think it could even be fixed?
I don't think it will ever be fixed because the military is a gang. And put sexual assault aside, I would never recommend anyone to go into the military just based on the mission. And it's war profiteering. I mean, that's a whole discussion in itself. But it will never change because what the military is designed to do, we're not doing, and it's become this club, this giant fraternity. And the one thing is you're correct. You know, men also are victims to this. And I think it's sometimes harder for them because people can't perceive some women as, you know, being the, quote, freak in the closet and confident feeling the guys. I saw it in my time. But, again, this will never, ever change until people start facing jail time or losing, getting kicked out completely. You know, getting an Article 15 does nothing.
No.
I have a friend, I'm not going to say it, I have someone close to me who's recently sexually assaulted. The investigation is still going on, and this person is trying to ask to be stationed somewhere else so they do not have to face and walk by this accuser that got away with it.
Oh.
Family first, right?
Yeah, man, I hear you, Kirsten. Kirsten, God bless you, sweetie. Thank you for your service, and, you know, thank you for all you've gone through. I really appreciate you calling. Oh, gosh. A great discussion, guys, we've had on this, sexual assault in the military. I don't think there's an easy answer. If I could kind of just wrap up before we go into the next hour, I think we do need to delineate sexual assault from sexual harassment. I think we do need to, I'm torn, in terms of having, you know, after talking to Kirsten, maybe the way Israel and some of these other countries are doing it is right, having the outside sort, outside step in, because there's no way to kind of break the ranks within the military with this. But this is something that doesn't sound like it's going away. Pretty scary stuff. Don't go away, guys. Looks like we're coming up on break. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long?
Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.